The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are swaying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes you all go around. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the cold from snow. Tell the trees of grow.
Sunday night, it's 9 o'clock. It's actually 9:03. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I'm taking care of business here on Super Bowl Sunday. Big shout out to DJ Carlito for going the extra mile to try to deliver you the best in treasures found across the globe. This evening we've got all kinds of things. Later we've got a multi-part Outside of Royalty featuring a whole variety of ukulele specialists, including some contest entrants into the Bushman's World Video Contest for ukulele, and a Japanese duo that plays Ramones covers on the ukulele. But first we're gonna start out with a man who's back in the news, Rod Blagojevich, and I don't know what it is about his suffering that just brings me such pleasure, but once again, I have a set of material that kind of focuses on all that he has brought to our contemporary culture.
Thank you very much. I'm here to tell you right off the bat that I am not guilty of any criminal wrongdoing, that I intend to stay on the job, and I will fight this thing every step of the way. I will fight, I will fight, I will fight until I take my last breath. I have done nothing wrong. And I'm not going to quit a job that people hired me to do because of false accusations and a political lynch mob. Now that's what I'm going to do. Let me tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do what my accusers and political enemies have been doing. And that is, talk about this case in 30-second sound bites on Meet the Press or on TV news. Now, I'm dying to answer these charges. I am dying to show you how innocent I am. And I want to assure everyone who's here and everyone who's listening that I intend to answer every allegation that comes my way. However, I intend to answer them in the appropriate forum, in a court of law. And when I do, I am absolutely certain that I will be vindicated. Rudyard Kipling wrote, "If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you and make allowance when they're doubting too. If you can wait, not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies or being hated. Don't give way to hate. Now I know there are some powerful forces arrayed against me. It's kind of lonely right now. But I have on my side the most powerful ally there is. And it's the truth. And besides, I have the personal knowledge that I have not done anything wrong. To the people of Illinois, I ask that they wait and be patient. Sit back and take a deep breath. And please reserve judgment. Afford me the same rights that you and your children have.
History commemorating when the world changed forever. On November 4th, Barack Obama became the 44th President of the United States. Now you can have a piece of that historic victory. You bought the plates, the t-shirts, the hats, the mugs, the shoes, the creepy Lincoln posters, the bobblehead dolls, the garage doors. But you still don't feel you've justly commemorated our President-elect. Now you can. Governor Rod Blagojevich has a tremendous opportunity for you. For only three contributions of $5,000 to Governor Blagojevich's campaign fund, you too can own a piece of history with President-elect Obama's vacant Senate seat. The Obama Senate seat is handcrafted and signed by Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. What better way to celebrate the election of America's first African-American president than by purchasing a seat as a junior senator from Illinois? Then you too can do a bunch of cool Senate... But wait, there's more. As a bonus, I will include this limited presidential dollar. It's got Obama on the front and Washington in the back. It's called a dollar, but it's worth at least $5. Yes, you could be a part of history by buying Obama's Senate seat. There's only one seat available. Please send cash only in unmarked bills to Rod Blagojevich's campaign at the governor's mansion. Or come by with a large money sack and drop it on the front porch with your name and phone number. We'll be in touch.
crooked politician from Chicago called Blagojevich became the latest crooked governor of Illinoisovich. Obama went to Washington and Blago jumped for Joyevich, cause that let Blago cook up one more crooked little Floyevich. Blagojevich, Illinoisovich, Ojoyevich, Aployevich. He knew that he had come upon a very lucky dayevich, so he went out to find someone with money who would pay a bitch. So what if it was sleazy? He said, what people say a bitch. I'm gonna make big bucks on this or I won't go away a bitch. Blagojevich, Illinoisovich, pay or play a bitch, go away a bitch. The moral of the story is don't be a dumb Blagojevich. Be subtle when you're shopping for a little quid pro quoevich. And if you shoot your mouth off in a way that will annoy evich, the legislature quickly will declare you unemployevich. Blagojevich, Illinoisovich, annoyevich, unemployevich.
Moving Illinois forward means so much to me. I'm tired of those Republicans, they really don't care about me. That's why I'm gonna make that switch to Rob Blagojevich.
Mama, who is Rob Blagojevich, Jay Vick?
You mean Rob Blagojevich, baby. That's who we're voting for governor of Illinois.
Then he'll be Governor Rob Blagojevich. I can't say it.
I couldn't either until I found out his plan for our community.
What's his plan?
To bring in more businesses and good paying jobs.
I think I like Rob Blagojevich.
And he plans to make it so everyone can afford health care.
Big Mama too?
Yeah, baby. He's going to help take care of Big Mama too. Rob Blagojevich is also going to bring up those reading scores in the Illinois public schools.
I like Rob Blagojevich.
The more you know about him, the easier it is to say.
Blagojevich. Paid for by Blagojevich for governor.
Fellow Democrats, please help me welcome the governor from the great state of Illinois, Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Thank you very much, Governor Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here in Illinois. I want to thank you for coming to the city of Chicago. This is a great city. I had an interesting experience just moments ago when you're the governor, and Governor Dean knows what this is like. You get a security detail. They drive you around. They have tinted glass windows where the governor sits so they can make sure you're extra safe. It's frustrating sometimes to see the world through dark glass rather than see it as it is. So we stopped at a red light on the way down here. Rolled down the window, saw a young girl at a bus stop, maybe 14 years old. I looked at her, she looked at me, she gasped and said, "Oh my God, it's Mayor Daley." Now, I wish I could tell you I have a complicated governing philosophy. I wish I could impress some of these delegates outside of Illinois that this is a governor who's done a lot of reading and study. I wish I could say that my governing philosophy comes from reading John Locke or David Hume, or I've read all of the political philosophies of Socrates and Plato and Aristotle, or all of Jefferson's writing or the Federalist Papers. I wish I could say that, but I can't. If I said that, that wouldn't be true. Now, I read a couple of those things when I was in college because the professor made me do it, and I have a confession to make. I only read as much as I needed to read so I could pass the test. My governing philosophy is a heck of a lot more simple than that. It comes from something I learned when I was in Sunday school. It's called the Golden Rule, that you should do unto others as you would have others do unto you. I'll never forget the advice my mother gave me in 1992 when I first was elected to office. Ran a Democratic primary for the state legislature. The votes came in. Had no idea whether I had a chance to win. I had this long and hard to pronounce last name. Who knew whether or not anybody would vote for a name they couldn't say? But the votes came in. I called my mother and told her I won, and she said a couple of things to me. Number one, she said, "Now, son, that you won, whatever you do, be honest." And I told her, "Of course, Mama, I'll be honest, because that's how you raised me." She said, "That's good, son, I know you will. Let me ask you another question." I said, "What's that?" "Promise me, son, you'll never take bribes." I said, "Of course I'll never take bribes. Not only would that be dishonest, it would be illegal, and I would never do anything to dishonor the memory of my father." But she said this to me, and I'd like to leave you with this, which is what she left me with that night. She said, "Now, son, that you're going to be somebody who makes the laws, whatever you do, always remember, be for the people." Be for the people. I'll never forget that simple but eloquent advice from a loving mother who worked hard to sacrifice to give her kids a chance to get ahead and live the American dream. I believe that is what separates Democrats from Republicans. I believe we are the party that is for the people. And I believe that every man and woman in this room today, all of you, are on the front lines of helping people do better in life. I want to thank you for your sacrifice. I want to thank you for your spirit of volunteerism and being part of a party that cares about people. Governor Dean, thank you for your leadership. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Illinois. It's on to victory in November. Thank you very much.
Black gold, black gold, black gold, go, go. Black gold, black gold, black gold, go, go. Go, go on and do some thinking. Y'all leader of the land of thinking. Home state scandal, primetime news. In Chicago we're accustomed to singing the blues.
You enjoyed that review of Rod Blagojevich. And, you know, probably most people know he was impeached and he was voted out of office. So he will have a lot of free time to spend clearing his name. That was our first offering here on Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One. It is 9:20. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM. We are beginning a process of podcasting, and so I should have a copy of the show up for listeners. And if you're listening now, you may not need a podcast, but you might want to remember something and or direct your friends. And we'll have a link up on the web after the post gets put up on Radio for All. I'm trying to use the process that is tried and tested by many of our superior DJs here. If you have something you want to say, you can give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. Coming up next, I am going to reach into the grab bag and pull out some treats for my fond listeners. We're going to start out with something that was a smash hit. I do admit it. It was a multinational hit from the 80s, Tria's Da Da Da, but it is simply mindless enough to qualify for Can't Stop the Music. And I encourage you to go look for the video, because once you kind of see what they're doing, especially the ones that involve German taverns, you really see that they are more Günter Grass and Devo than they are, let's say, you know, maybe the electric, the English beat.
Uh-huh. and what you won't, uh-huh. What you can and what you can't, uh-huh. This is what you got to know. Love you though it didn't show.
Don't love you, you don't love me. Oh,
hope you enjoyed that. I did. That was that last number was for DJ Carlito, because that's his kind of music. Roy and the Invaders with Fat Boy. Before that was Moondog, who really needs to be on Outsider Royalty sometime soon. I don't think he has been, but he's on the list. With the Pygmy Pig, before that, Hayseed Dixie with one of their best covers, Whole Lot of Love. Señor Coconut also doing a cover of Sweet Dreams off of a new record from him, and he's got a lot of covers of material like that, including covering the first song that I played, which was Trio's Da Da Da. So it's 9:40. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I encourage you to call the station at 804-649-9737. I have my playlist started, but I don't have it up yet. So hold on. I promise I will fulfill my obligation. So our next set of, you know, I was thinking about what it means to be a nation and how each state has its own, you know, some states like ours actually has several different personalities. It's such a big state, and it's been here for so long. And it consists of so many different people who came here for so many different reasons. But then there are, you know, each state is forming itself. So in this section, which I think of as geography lesson, we're going to have a little bit of talking about a couple of states. And we're going to start with some broad information. We're going to talk about South Dakota and Eric Walters' favorite state, New Jersey.
Sometimes when the grass is blown by the breeze, there's a four-way look in the leaves of the trees. A memory returns, heartbreakingly clear, of a place I call home.
Your state's name here.
No sky could be deeper, no water so clear, as back in the meadows of
your state's name here.
I'm gonna go back, although I don't know when. There's no other place like
your state's name again.
Oh,
your state's name here.
Oh,
again.
What a state. I have not been back since
a reasonable date.
Where the asphalt grows soft in July every year, and the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
My grandpa would come and turn on the game. I'm full asleep drinking
your local beer's name.
While grandma would sing in the garden for hours to all of
the names of indigenous flowers.
The songs that she sang were somewhat obscure. She learned from the local townspeople, I'm sure. The language they use is not very clear, like
place a colloquialism right here.
Oh,
your state's name here.
Oh,
again.
What a state. I have not been back since
a reasonable date.
Where the asphalt grows soft in July every year, in the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
I love to wake up where
the state songbird
sings, where they manufacture
the names of some things.
Like there on the bumper, a sticker so clear, an eye and a heart, and then
your state's name here.
Whisper it soft, it's a song to my ear.
Your state's name here. Your state's name here.
It's there I was born, and it's there I'll grow old, by the rivers of blue and the arches of gold. Oh,
your state's name here.
Oh,
again.
What a state. I have not been back since
a reasonable date.
Where the asphalt grows soft in July every year, in the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
In the warm summer mornings of
your state's name
skies, for amber waves of green.
Coming face to face with freedom is to journey into the landscape of a nation's vision and pride, and to carry it with you in your heart forever. To be astonished by the sheer majesty of nature, inspired by the wondrous works of human endeavor.
God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood.
Feel the spirit of America. Call now for your vacation guide. South Dakota. Come face to face with freedom.
South Dakota. Nickname, the original Mount Rushmore state. Motto, under God and the stony gaze of the presidents, the people rule. State song.
If it's good enough for some people, it's good enough for me. And they call it South Dakota, and it's something you should see. South Dakota.
Natural erosion and dynamite are responsible for the eerie colossal faces that peer out from South Dakota's Black Hills. Most famous of these, of course, is the Mount Rushmore National Memorial in Keystone, featuring the massive visages of Lincoln, Jefferson, Washington, and Roosevelt, the latter sporting the world's largest stone pince-nez. Envy of the Rushmore drove North Dakotans to break off from the once-unified state in 1941. Occasionally, bands of North Dakotan raiders still sneak across the border and steal the monument in hope of attracting a few tourists. The scheme is rarely successful, and the monument is usually trucked back to the South within a few weeks.
This is Sam Waterston, and I've called in because I'm concerned about what I'm seeing in our national parks. When we think about our national parks, we have images of cannons on the battlefield at Gettysburg, grizzly bears at Glacier, or the soaring face of Half Dome at Yosemite. And we remember again the visits we've made with family and friends. We don't think of potholes, crumbling historic sites, dusty and neglected artifacts, and school children being turned away from educational programs because there are too few rangers. Yet this is what's happening, because our national parks don't have the federal funding they need. The 100th anniversary of our national parks is less than 8 years away. Let's return our national parks to their full splendor. Join me. And help protect our national parks and historic landmarks for our children and grandchildren. Thank you for your concern.
Visit the National Parks Conservation Association website at npca.org/radio or call 1-800-NAT-PARK.
New Jersey. Nickname, the too easy to mock state. Motto, we are defensive about our faults. State song.
It's still the newest Jersey. So far, there's none that's newer.
The traveler will note the many attractive service plazas along the New Jersey Turnpike, the most hateful road in America. Each plaza is named for a famous New Jerseyan, and each has its own character. The Thomas Alva Edison Service Plaza is made invisible by the Edison Method. The Carvel Ice Cream Store at the Woodrow Wilson Service Plaza offers an ice cream cake in the shape of the League of Nations. Peyote lovers flock to the truck parking lots of the Allen Ginsberg Service Plaza, and also coincidentally, the Grover Cleveland Service Plaza, though this site is better known as a favorite of illegitimate children. But be warned that the Ray Liotta Service Plaza is haunted by screaming phantoms, and also only has a Quiznos.
I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. I'm from New Jersey. No, I don't talk that way. I watch too much TV when I was young. I'm from New Jersey. My mom's Italian. I've read those mafia books. We don't belong. There are girls from New Jersey who have that great big hair. They're found in shopping malls. I will take you there. I'm from New Jersey. It's not like Texas. There is no mystery. I can't pretend I'm from New Jersey. It's like Ohio, but even more so. Imagine that. I know which exit and where I'm bound. Tolls on the parkway, they will slow you down. New Jersey people, they will surprise you, 'cause they're not expected to do too much. They will try harder, they may go further, 'cause they never think that they are good enough. I'm from New Jersey, I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust, I would adjust, I would adjust.
This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Thank you a lot. Bye-bye.
Oh, I am not from New Jersey. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are from there. That was John Gorka, I'm from New Jersey. We started out with Lou and Peter Berryman, Your State's Name Here. Aaron Neville with a 1970s, backing up in a 1970s ad for South Dakota. Those are two things that I don't always think go together. Aaron Neville in South Dakota. John Hodgman there from Areas of My Expertise with his explanation of the history of South Dakota and also his explanation of the history of New Jersey. It is 9:52. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and you are listening to WRIR 97.3 LPFM. Well, I did want to play you a promo, but I'm obviously outside of my area of expertise. I will give that a try in just a minute. I do want to remind you to come to our anniversary party on this coming Friday during First Fridays, and we are going to have a really great time, and I am going to tell you lots of things about it in a short period of time. So coming, let's see what else do I want to tell you. I'm having too much fun with all these buttons. I feel kind of like a kid in a candy shop.
In celebration of Black History Month, WRIR will be airing special archival recordings featuring speeches from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Lena Horne, Malcolm X, Paul Robeson, and others. Tune in to WRIR 97.3 FM for the special programming every Monday in February from 1 to 2 p.m.
Well, faithful listeners, you know that fanfare signals the introduction to Outsider Royalty. This week's Outsider Royalty is actually coming to you in two parts. What I first caught my imagination was a group called Kokonami, and they are a pair of Japanese musicians who are adept at the ukulele. They're living in Japan, and they've released a record and a CD, and it's pretty hilarious. And it is, I think, primarily covers of Ramones records. Some of the information about the record is in German, and their renditions are very reconstructive. So this is a pretty hilarious idea. They're young and they're adorable, and the female half has a lovely voice, and they have a website, and Kokonami is spelled C-O-C-O-N-A-M-I, and I can put that link up on our post. But I am going to play from that record three songs that are all Ramones covers, and then we'll take a little break. And once you start looking at the role of the ukulele, also known as the jumping flea, in a title given to us by the Hawaiian adaptation of the ukulele. That's a term there that has been used periodically. There's no stopping you. And there's a lot of ukulele material this evening, and I've tried to make it varied, and I've tried to make it delightful. We're going to start with Kokomami and take a little break, and then return to the pleasures of the ukulele.
Where the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now, they've got their shuffles and they're going to the discotheque, a go-go. Where the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now, they've got their shuffles and they're going to the discotheque, a go-go. But she just couldn't stay, she had to break away. When New York City really has it all. A punk rocker, Sheena is. A punk rocker, Sheena is. A punk rocker now. Sheena is. A punk rocker, Sheena is. A punk rocker, Sheena is. A punk rocker now. She's a punk punk. A punk rocker, punk punk. A punk rocker, punk punk. A punk rocker, punk punk. A punk rocker now. Where the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now, they've got their shuffles and they're going to a discotheque, a go-go. But she just couldn't stay, she had to break away, when New York City really has it all. A punk rocker, Sheena is. A punk rocker, Sheena is. A punk rocker now. Sheena is. A punk rocker, Sheena is. A punk rocker, Sheena is. A punk rocker now. She's a punk punk. Punk rocker, punk punk. Punk rocker, punk punk, punk rocker, punk rocker
Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Say, cause I wanna be your boyfriend. Cause I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? 'Cause I wanna be your boyfriend. 'Cause I wanna be your boyfriend. Pulsating to the backbeat, the blitzkrieg bop. Hey, ho,
to them in their back now. What they want, I don't know. They're all reefed up and ready to go. Performing in the straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their minds. The blitzkrieg bop. They're feeling in the backseat. They're generating steam heat. Pulsating to the backbeat. The blitzkrieg bop. Hey, hold, let's go. Shoot them in the back now. What they want, I don't know. They're all reefed up and ready to go. They're forming in the straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their mind. The blitzkrieg bop.
Cute. Kokonami, two young people making the most out of two ukuleles and bongos and some Ramones covers. This week's stars of Outsider Royalty.
Richmond Independent Radio is turning four, and you're invited to the party for the rest of us. On First Friday, February 6th, celebrate with WRAR volunteers at the magnificent Renaissance Ballroom at 107 West Broad Street. There will be plenty of food, beverages, and birthday cake. The DJ room will feature the talents of your favorite WRIR DJs, along with live video installations and sets of spoken word poetry. In the Grand Ballroom, four of Richmond's premier bands will take the stage, including Bioritmo. RPG. Horsehead.
Baby, please leave the lights on until I return from waiting in a lost love land.
And Hot Lava.
Blue dragon coming at you. Blue dragon coming at you.
Donation is just $10. It's a party for the rest of us, First Friday, February 6th. From 7 to midnight at the Renaissance Ballroom, in support of 4 great years with WRAR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Okay, you got that? And, you know, for our donors and underwriters, there's we sent out a postcard, and be sure to bring that with you, and you'll be welcomed in at a special price for friends. I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, and I want to let you know that WRAR would like to thank Exile for their continued underwriting support of this station. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Bluntstones and TUK footwear. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 358-3348. So give me a call in the studio if you want. It's 804-649-9737. We are entering the realm of new technology, and we'll be podcasting the show, and I can see that that little recording device is happily clicking away the seconds, which makes me happy. And hopefully tell your friends if this ukulele experience and all the other things that were offered up tonight are something you want to share with others. It's, you know, we'll have the link up there soon. And I got the playlist running there at WRIR.org. So we are continuing with this ukulele extravaganza. One of the kings of ukulele from the 20s and thereabout was a guy named George Formby. And the first song is one of his big hits, With a Ukulele in My Hand. And he was really clever at using all kinds of double entendres to get away with being just fun in his era. And after that is one of his disciples playing a tribute to George Formby called Nobody Does It Like the Ukulele Man, which was Formby's clever, clever title. So enjoy.
Now everybody's got a crazy notion of their own. Some like to mix up with the crowd, some like to be alone. It's no one else's business, as far as I can see. But every time that I go out, the people stare at me with my little ukulele in my hand. Of course the people do not understand. Some say, why don't you be a scout, why don't you read a book? But I get lots more pleasure when I'm playing with me you. Of course I take no notice, you can tell. For mother's sound advice will always stand. She said, my boy, do what I say, and you'll never go astray if you keep your ukulele in your hand. Yes, son, keep your ukulele in your hand. While walking down the prom last night, as peaceful as can be, when some young girl said, what about a stroll down by the sea? She said her name was Jean and that she'd just come for the day. She looked so young and harmless that I couldn't turn away. So with my little ukulele in my hand, I took a stroll with Jean along the sand. We walked along for miles without a single care or frown. But when we reached the sand hill, she said, come on, let's sit down. I felt so shy and bashful sitting there, 'cause the things she said I didn't understand. She said, your love just turns me dizzy, come along, big boy, get busy. But I kept my ukulele in me hand. Yes, sir, I kept my ukulele in me hand. Made up my mind that I'd get wet some 18 months ago. I also bought a book about the things you want to know. But just about a week ago I got an awful fright. I had to get dressed quickly in the middle of the night, and with me little ukulele in me hand, I ran along the road for Dr. Brand. It didn't take him long to get his little bag of tools. I held his hat and coat and let him have me book of rules. Out of the bedroom door he looked and smiled, said, come inside and see your wife and child. My heart it jumped with joy, I could see it was a boy, for he had a ukulele in his hand. Oh baby, he had a ukulele in his hand.
Given pleasure to millions, both up and down the land. It's my little ukulele, my treasure and my joy. I plunked and plucked it daily ever since I was a boy. I practiced and I practiced that right hand rhythm routine. And now I've got an action like a massage parlor queen. Oh, mother! But Nobody does it like the ukulele man. No one can hit that spot if he can't make you smile, then no one can. He's the original from way back yonder when it all began. Nobody does it like the ukulele man. I've such coordination in my fingers and my thumb, an action learned from years of sitting down to have a strum. My right hand goes like billy-o, up top my left one fiddles, performing archipelagos and flams and paradiddles. I stroll into the spotlight, I give the strings a clout, but when I start to warble, the people start to shout. Nobody does it like the ukulele man. No one can hit that spot if he can't make you smile, then no one can, just leaning on a lamp or TT racing at the Isle of Man. Nobody does it like the ukulele man. I like a bit of blues and boogie, like a bit of skiffle and soul, but what I love's a little stick of Blackpool rock, rock, rock and roll. When women idolise me, I always have to tell them, stop poking at me plectrums and don't violate me vellum. And though my technique thrills them, I have never worked out why, at the end of my performance, they always seem to sigh.
Oh, that's all. Don't I get an encore?
Nobody does it like the ukulele man. No one can hit that spot if he can't make you smile, then no one can. He's window cleaning with his eyes on fan like Fanny's fan. Nobody does it like the ukulele man.
Everybody!
Nobody does it like the ukulele man. No one can hit that spot if he can't make you smile, and no one can. He's window cleaning with his eyes on fan like Fanny's fan. Nobody does it like the ukulele man. I've got crates of his 78s, and I'm his greatest fan.
Aware of student safety, left three prefects in charge of a bonfire of recorders which he'd lit in the schoolyard. He strode into the staff room to applause. They knew today's the day that he had finally been unmoored. 15 ukuleles for the school. 15 untried music teaching tools. 15 chances he could get a sack. 15 ukuleles. Wonder match. Well, of course, nobody listens. listen to this miserable elite. Before too long, the sound of strumming ran through every street. And though I woke to find it was a dream, it could become reality. The only thing we need is a single ukulele to begin. To see why ukulele players wear such silly grins. Then 100, then 1,000, until suddenly we find we've 1,000,000 ukuleles and 1,000,000 smiles.
Bye-bye. For now.
That is a complete recording. Someone advocating ukulele instead of recorder education in the public schools. Started out with George Formby with, with my ukulele in my hand and one of his devotees with Nobody Does It Like the Ukulele Man, referring to George Formby. So we have just a few more ukulele numbers here because I know there's never enough ukulele. And this is, you know, I have some ukulele playing pals, and I enjoy the ukulele, and I enjoy the enthusiasm with which people play them. And I do direct you to YouTube, where there are copious. I think ukulele players are one of the most frequent posts to YouTube, and I would like to hear what other posts are more common. I leave that as a challenge to my listeners. So the Bushman Ukulele Company had a contest last year, and it was the Bushman, I believe, World Video Ukulele Contest. And I have an entrant. I'm going to play two entrants to the contest. And the first one is Mike Uke Bork with the Scotsman. The second one is Julia Nuns with she was the winner, actually, and she has a lovely rendition of Build Me Up Buttercup. And after that, I have someone from the Ukulele Society talking about what he thinks, while playing, of course, what is appropriate for using a ukulele in terms of content. So enjoy the Scotsman. It's there, I know it.
Hi there, folks. One last time, this is Mike Bork from Monta Vista, Colorado, wishing you a very happy holidays, and this is for the Bushman World Ukulele Video Contest with a song called The Scotsman. It's not an original of mine, but it is one of my favorites. Well, the Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could see by how he walked he'd drunk more than his share. Well, he stumbled on until he could no longer keep his feet. Then he staggered off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle-diddle-i-o, ring ding diddle-i-o. He staggered off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Later on, two young and loving girls just happened by. Says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman so fine and handsome built, I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath their kilt. Ring ding diddle diddle I do, ring da diddle I o, I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath their kilt. Up to that sleeping Scotsman they crept, as could be.
could see. Then there behold for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt, 'twas nothing more than God embraced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle yo, ring di diddle yo, 'twas nothing more than God embraced him with upon his birth. Well, they marveled for a moment, then one said, we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. All around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle-diddle-i-o, ring di diddle-i-o. Around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Well, the Scotsman awoke to nature's call, and he stumbles toward the tree. Behind the bush, he lifts his kilt, and he gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice, he cries to what's before his eyes. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring ding diddle 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 yo, ring di diddle yo. Oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Again, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and thank you for having this Bushman contest. I know all of us have really enjoyed entering it. So thank you very much, and have a great holidays.
Why do you build me up, Buttercup baby, just to let me down and mess me around? And then worst of all, you never call baby when you say you will. But I love you still, I need you more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, Buttercup, don't break my heart.
Yeah! Okay, I'm recording. All right, this is going well now. I can't do it. No, you can't. Baby, baby, we got the song. Do, do, do. Happy birthday, Todd.
We can see Chester's shoulder.
Yeah. And Seamus's arm.
No, it's not there.
No, good. Perfect. Perfect.
Hi, I'm Alan Brandt, and this is my entry to the Ukulele Review Pay It Forward ukulele video contest. Not instructional, but advice and perhaps a suggestion to everyone who puts ukulele videos on YouTube. And it's explained in this song. Thank you.
One morning I clicked on YouTube to get my daily fix of ukulele players who upload their latest flicks. When a young girl's performance caught my searching eyes, but the words she sang took me by surprise. The lyrics were unseemly and her language pretty foul. I couldn't believe I heard these words emanating from her mouth. I stopped the vid and unsubscribed from all her other flicks, because ukuleles and my language do not mix. Ukuleles and my language don't mix. It cheapens all your music and makes your viewers sick. Ooks make people smile, you don't need a bag of tricks. Ukuleles and foul language don't mix. When I play my ukulele, people pause and turn their heads. Children stop their playing and listen to me instead. It's like I am this noble instrument's ambassador. The songs I sing should have language that's for. Ukuleles and foul language don't mix. It cheapens all your music, it makes your viewers sick. You set up an example by the things you do and say. Do you really want to be known to folks this way? Ukuleles and foul language don't mix. Dirty words are the aural equivalent of pornographic pics. Ukes make people smile, you don't need a bag of tricks. Ukuleles and foul language do not mix. You don't sing bad words when you're singing with your family, do you? Why would you swear on YouTube then, where all the world can see? Ukuleles and foul language don't mix. It cheapens all your music, it makes your viewers sick. Ukes make people smile, you don't need a bag of tricks. Ukuleles and foul language don't mix.
Okay, have you had enough? That's it. That's the ukulele ookie events. We start out with Mike Uke Bork. People have different pronunciations with his entry to the Bushman contest. Julia Nunn. With her as a winner. She had entered that and probably about 15 other videos, and that'll give you a sense of the quality of the postings. And ended up with another kind of group post there, Ukuleles and Foul Language Don't Mix. So it is 10:34. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, Richmond, Virginia. I am P. Swan. It's 10:34. We are covering our time here until it's time for Mixtape. And let's see. Oh, I have some important information to tell you. I want to tell you about Spay Day USA. Prevent a litter which is the name of an organization, will be hosting a 100 Kitty Tomathon on February 24th. Services include neutering and rabies vaccinations. And they're going to do that to 100 tomcats at no cost. Why just male cats? Because while one fertile female cat can produce 3 litters in a year, one male cat can impregnate countless females. The Spay Day USA Tomathon is an effort to prevent the countless litters of the 100 tomcats that 100 tomcats could have produced and to highlight the important role male cats play in the feline overpopulation problem. If you would like to make an appointment for your male cat, please call 359-6369 or email carrycats@arrels.com. So this is Super Bowl Sunday, and I know that, and that's one reason why I'm going to put up a podcast. But there's a lot of things that happen during the Super Bowl. I have chosen not to play any Bruce Springsteen. I'm sure we'll all hear it again tomorrow on the news, or can visit it on some broadcast from some station, rebroadcast. But, you know, it was just, let's see, how many years ago was it? Oh, that wardrobe malfunction from Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake happened in February 1st, 2004. And I think, you know, because this is radio, I'm going to actually rebroadcast the wardrobe malfunction. And because in totality, it's kind of a bland song. And, you know, you can be a judge for yourself. What does a wardrobe malfunction sound like on the radio?
Oh,
Okay, so I find that offensive for a lot of reasons, and there's two more minutes to the dramatic moment, so I'm just going to race ahead here so you can get the feel of it and know that you were a witness to history.
Go ahead, girl, just do it. The handshake you can do it. So you grab your girls and you grab a couple more. And you're off to meet me in the middle of the floor. So the air to the stick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Yeah. Be so quick to move on. Say, come on and dance with me. I wanna rock your body. Let me rock your body. Come on and dance with me. You don't have to admit. You don't have to admit. Come on and play, come on, dance with me. Let me rock your body. Do, 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 do. And it won't you see?
Talk to me, girl.
No disrespect, I don't mean no harm.
Talk to me, girl.
I can't wait to get in my arms.
Talk to me, girl.
Hurry up, take it to a go,
baby.
Talk
to me, girl. Better
have me by the end of this song.
Choose your music.
Choose your team.
Choose to be different.
Choose to be independent.
Choose your team.
Choose to care.
Choose to pursue your dreams.
Choose to care.
In the past 6 months, the FCC has given out over $2 million in fines to television networks for obscenity violations.
That's right. But, you know, the networks are complaining that they can't really tell themselves what is and what is not obscene. So we're going to figure it out this morning right here on Today Now. Joining us is FCC spokesman Samuel Leslie.
Mr. Leslie, how do you at the FCC go about deciding exactly what can and cannot go on TV?
The key word is context. There's no reason to fear a fine as long as your content has artistic or factual merit. Such merit can be found in programming ranging from NBC's Nightly News to CBS's sitcom How I Met Your Mother, starring Allison Hannigan.
Well, could you give us an example of artistic merit?
Well, if Allison Hannigan were to take her top off during an upcoming episode of How I Met Your Mother, that would not in and of itself fall within the definition of obscenity.
Well, now, how would that be any different from the infamous wardrobe malfunction of Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl a few years ago?
Well, what Miss Jackson did was a tacky, lewd publicity stunt, whereas I'm sure any person can see the inherent artistic value in Allison Hannigan slowly peeling away layer after layer of clothing until her milky white bosom is in full view, obscured only by a few wisps of her auburn hair.
That would be acceptable.
It would be beautiful.
Well, I understand you have some clips that we're going to show to help illustrate this.
Yes. Now, in this scene, Allison's character Lily is trying to convince her boyfriend Marshall that they should be more adult. Now, if she were to tear her shirt off to show him how serious she is, that would not warrant a fine, since it would be consistent with her character. Or Allison could come into the room with her shirt already off.
But what if Marshall were the one to take off his clothes?
That could result in a fine of up to $500 million. You know, I could give additional examples. Let's say that the producers of the tragically canceled Veronica Mars wanted to do a nude scene with their character, Trina Eccles, played by Allison Hannigan. She could be pulling herself out of a pool to reveal that she isn't wearing a suit.
What do you say to people who say that the quality of television is headed south, Mr. Leslie?
I think that there is some legitimacy to that. And I would actually encourage more of the networks to be bringing in talented people such as Allison Hannigan into their programming. For example, on Allison Hannigan's IMDb page, there's a credit for an unaired pilot called Me and the Boys, or there was a script that crossed my desk that featured a beautiful female who falls in love with a governmental representative from the FCC. Personally, I could envision someone with the talent and beauty of, say, Allison Hannigan in the role of that female. There really should be more programming that features her talent.
Mr. Leslie, thank you so much for your time this morning and clearing all this up for us.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about your life, okay? You wake up in the morning to what? Maybe it's a clock radio. So right away, you're listening to something that's regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. And you get up and you turn on your cell phone. Well, your cell phone is also part of an industry that's regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. You scratch your head, you wipe your eyes, maybe brush your teeth, go downstairs, and then what do? You turn on your TV. And if you have cable, or if it's over the air, or if you have DBS satellite, every one of those industries is regulated by the FCC. You have your breakfast, you get dressed, you get in your car, you turn on your radio and drive to work, and you're listening to a radio, and that's regulated by the FCC. Then you go to work, and you pick up your phone, and you know what? Your phone is regulated by the FCC. Then you turn on your computer, and you log on the Internet, and you know what? The pipes that the Internet uses, that's regulated by the FCC. So that's why individual people should care about what happens at the Federal Communications Commission.
My country used to be sweet land of liberty that once was true. Until the FCC shows what we hear and see on radio and on TV, FCC, F you. When you deny a choice, you censor every voice. That's what you do. We say, go fly a kite, but that's far too polite for stealing First Amendment rights. FCC, F you. What makes your ass so tight? Does the religious right rule over you? Those few fanatic fools and your outrageous rules kick freedom in the family jewels. FCC, F you. Soon those misguided kooks will all be burning books with help from you. Why be so meddlesome? Must you assume we're dumb? What is it you protect us from? FCC, F you. Are we all so repressed that one small glimpse of breast must be taboo? One Janet Jackson boob botched up what's on the tube. Bend over, we're not using lube. FCC, F you. It's time we take a stand, shout it through all the land. We can't stand you. And while we fight this fight, we can say with delight that ours gone to satellite. FCC, F you. What I hear, what I see, please leave that up to me, not up to you. Simply turn the dial, and I'll be saying all the while, FCC, F you.
Dad was working in the yard one day. Grass was tall and stepped on a rake. Rake flipped up, popped him in the nose. Dad said a word that's a big no, no. Dad said a bad word, it's a word I never heard. He said it about three times, now it's stuck in my mind. I don't know what it means, but he made me promise not to repeat it. Dad said a real bad word.
was taking me to a play date. We're stuck in traffic and we're gonna be late. The gas in the tank was not enough. Mom said a word that's a big Mom said a bad word is a word I never heard. She said it about three times, now it's stuck in my mind. I don't know what it means, but she made me promise not to repeat it. Mom said a real bad word. Well, I said to my mom and dad, even if you get really mad, you don't have to use a word that's bad. But now that you have, I went to the bathroom and I opened the drawer. Gonna do something I never did before. Called mom and dad and I said, sit down. Here's some soap. Rinse out your mouth. You said a bad word, it's a word I never heard. You said it about three times, now it's stuck in my mind. I don't know what it means, but you made me promise not to repeat it. Dad said a real bad word, Mom said a real bad word. Stop saying real bad words. Said a real bad word.
WRIR's version of the halftime show. Started out with some selected moments there from Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake's Super Bowl 2004 wardrobe malfunction. And one of the benefits of radio is we can air that with a clean conscience. The Onion after that, discussing the FCC okaying nudity on TV if it's Allison Hannigan. A little excerpt there from Outfox with David Goodfriend on discussing how the FCC is an everyday part of our lives. Paul Fay with FC Anthem. and Lanny Sherwin with Dad Said a Bad Word, and ending up with Jeff Steinberg, He's More Than Just a Swear Word. It is 10:54. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I am going to wrap it up and turn you into the careful hands of Mary Claire after this. But we do have a little bit more. I have a few little extension here on thinking about radio, and I'll talk to you one more time before I call it a night.
Hello, Mr. DJ. Please play me a song. Play the one about a cheater and the girl that he done wrong. Every night he went out cheating, leaving her. While we're talking on the phone. Thank you, Mr. DJ. That's a very pretty song. If you don't have time for talking, I won't keep you very long. I'm waiting here for someone, and I'm all alone and blue. And I'm lonesome, Mr. DJ, so I made this call to you. Midnight soon will be here. He's been gone for oh so long. He's the one that does the cheating. I'm the girl that he does wrong. Here he comes to start his life. Now I know that love is through. Beg your pardon, Mr. DJ. A job that I must do. Thank you, Mr. DJ. Have you heard that song before? Now you know the way it ended. Cheating hearts will cheat no more. Now the record's played and over. Untrue love was bound to fall. Thanks for talking, Mr. DJ. I must make another call.
Sheriff's Office.
In the beginning, there was AM radio. Families everywhere would gather around the living room, listening to their favorite programs, and all was good.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Then came the advent of FM radio. Now broadcasts could be heard in stereo, and teenagers found this especially intriguing, as rock and roll music could be heard with great clarity. However, parents became concerned as to what this music was doing to their kids. Now, it's the 21st century, and satellite radio is all the rage. Or is it? There's equipment fees, activation fees, monthly membership fees, adding up to hundreds of dollars a year. And now, commercials, too. Stick with Free Radio, your local news and entertainment friend for life.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to try it once more. Just remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Staupe, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne. Dwayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Staupe of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Staupe, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Staupe. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take, what is it, 11.
Hey, I'm Dwayne Stomp telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stomp. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
Dear Mr. DJs, Cashbox, Billboard, and Record World all picked my record for a hit. I'll call and write you, DJ fellas, and you haven't even heard of it. I don't know what's wrong with you guys, because I know I mailed you some. I got your name from CMA, and I licked and stamped each one. It's just like any other record. It ain't square, the darn thing's round. I cut it down here in Nashville, so it's got that Nashville sound. Old Harlan, Hank, Willie, Dallas, and Roger wrote the song, and they're supposed to be the best dang riders around. And it's got a pretty good story to it. There's suffering in every line. In fact, it reminds me of a song old Buck sings, something about crying time. You see, Harlan starts the song off about this old boy wanting this girl to pick him up on her way down. Then Hank wrote a verse where the guy changed his mind and tells the girl, no, don't touch me. Well, Willie thought this was a little too rough on the girl, so in his part, he had the fellow to reconsider and say, oh, go ahead, touch me. Then on the bridge part, Dallas tells about how the guy slips and calls the girl Elvira. And that's not even her name, you see. Then Roger described how the old boy, knowing he goofed, just stood up, looked disgusted, and said, dang me. So you see, fellas, my record could be a hit. And if you knew how long it took me to convince Mr. Don Law and Frank Jones, well, I know you'd play it. I just talked to Charlie Lamb, and he said if it got in the top 10 in the other charts, he'd try to find a spot for it in format. How's that? Oh, yeah, I got me one of those nudie suits. Now I even look like a star. And after a couple Jimmy Klein and Hat People tours, they're going to put an autographed picture of me on the wall down at Tootsie's Bar. I'll close now, but remember, country music can be a lot better and bigger if we all do our share. So I'll keep making them back here in Nashville, and you all keep spinning them out there. Your old friend Slim. B.S. If you DJs ever come to Music City, be sure and look me up. I'll probably be backstage at the opera. But it's pretty hard to get on the front of that stage unless you know someone or have a friend. You might talk to Marty Robbins, the Flat Scruggs, Grant Turner, Marion Worth. Might even mention String Bean. That might help. I don't know. It just seems like you can't do anything unless you know somebody or have a number one smash.
Oh, that was Gene Davis with an open letter to country music DJs. We started out with Judy Lynn with Hello, Mr. DJ, the pro radio spot, and why there's nothing better than broadcast radio, unless you're streaming broadcast radio on your internet site. We had the Dwayne Stomp PSA courtesy of Michael Miracle, and we ended up just there with Gene Davis, a.k.a. Slim, with oh, no. Did I already say that? Yeah, I said that. Okay, I'm all in a tizzy here. It's 11:04. I have way stepped over my boundaries for the lovely Mary Claire, who's going to take you through mixtape. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Good night.